me at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this cloudy Monday in Minnesota, October 24th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you would like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And as I have spoken so many times with all forthrightness, I say again, so I'll say on. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because America, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Isn't that true? Yeah, I thought it would be. Jake, did you want to go and say hello real quick, please? And we'll start rolling. We're going to be talking about church and state today. And we're going to be doing an exposition for the third week in a row on the high school assembly that we've done in over 300 schools in 22 states. But if you want to say hello, Jake, please do. Let's roll.
I just wanted to this topic, folks, and you can find it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which is on the front page of Sons of Liberty Radio. Just recently, Miss Michelle Bachmann, who's running for president across the country, actually was asked the question, would she lead a national prayer like FDR did in World War II? And what did she say? Oh, lines between church and state. I can't do that. No, of course she didn't. She said, absolutely not. A president doesn't lose their First Amendment right because we don't have a federal denomination is meaningless. And that has everything to do with a great deception in your country today that those who are leading us should forsake and abandon God and his principles. So this topic is very important. I encourage you to stay tuned the whole time. Invite friends. Get them to GCN Live to listen to this show because it is very important that we don't slip up on this because if we lose our religious liberties, we might as well not even have liberties in this nation.
And it's also important, too, folks, if you'd like to be a part of this show, what we'll do is we'll give you a free Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD if you'd like to weigh in. And what we'll do is we'll just kind of run you through some questions, real simple, not hard, not difficult, elementary questions, and fail or succeed. We'll give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. And again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. A side note to what you just said, Jake, because you just kind of brought it up and I was trying to figure out where you were coming from. But with the Michelle Bachmann situation and praying, that's wonderful, but it's not enough to just pray. We actually have to act upon our faith, and we need to speak forth what our faith proclaims mm-hmm. and what God has mandated. Because, folks, God has not given us suggestions. He's given us commandments. But in saying that, it's interesting that just this last week we had Rick Santorum on the radio on Saturday, and I got to honestly just rewind just a little bit and kind of face that direction and say, America, I think if a man such as Rick Santorum, and by the way, I'm exalting God's principles through Rick Santorum and the Christ in him, but if he's willing to stand up and take the shots for who we are as a republic, namely the two pillars, religion and morality, are the essential pillars of civil society, I see him on the forefront taking the shots mm-hmm. Where other people are dropping the ball.
Right.
And so I just kind of wanted to turn things that way and say that's great for Michelle. But you know what? I got to say I'm really high-fiving Rick
yeah.
Santorum for doing this stuff, regardless of the demonization to the media or the vilification to the media.
That's right. And the point isn't even Michelle Bachmann. I didn't bring that up for that purpose at all. Who cares about her? We're talking about as a leader of a country, should the leader be able to pray? Of course. Are you
yeah.
nuts?
What
You're out of your skull. What, where do we get this country?
What leader doesn't pray?
Exactly. Where do we get this
throughout
country?
Throughout the world, yeah.
Unless we want a tyrant, if that's what we want to embrace, but that's not what we embrace in America. So the fact that she got asked that question and answered the way that she is, duh, of course. Of course you don't abandon your First Amendment rights as a president of the United States. You want to lead your country in the direction that God would have you go, and no other way, because if you go any other way, you're not going to have those rights that God gave to you.
And I think in this situation, when you brought it up, I understood what you're saying, but in this situation, it should be always obeying God 24/7, not just when it's convenient to pull away and start talking about jobs rather than morality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Flow with me
yeah.
here, okay? So we got 2 minutes before the break, folks. On the Supreme Court building, it states this, justice is the guardian of liberty. Again, I'll say this. On the Supreme Court building, it states justice is the guardian of liberty with Moses and the Ten Commandments. At one school assembly I did, a kid said to me, one out of 330 high schools, folks, one student said to me, are you not crossing lines between church and state? Now, before we take this quick break, I want to lay this out for you. Nowhere in your Constitution of the United States is there a phrase, separation of church and state. Nowhere in your Bill of Rights is the phrase, separation of church and state. Nowhere in your Declaration of Independence is the phrase, lines between church and state, or separation of church and state. Nowhere in any founding document is there the phrase, separation of church and state. Now, when we come back after this break, I'm going to explain to you exactly what it was that Thomas Jefferson meant. And before I say that, I also want you to understand that President Thomas Jefferson, the third president of these United States, when he coined that phrase, also understand his history, who he is, and where he came from. He's the father of religion. And when he was the president of the United States of America, he was also president of public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that were made mandatory by Thomas Jefferson were the Bible and Watts Hymnals. Let me say it again. The Bible and Watts Hymnals. Folks, there's no separation between God and governments. We have to understand God gives government, and we're going to hit this topic off when we get back again. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. We're talking about the exposition and the lines between church and state, the lie. Now, what's interesting about that is right after I exemplified or brought to the light that Moses is on the Supreme Court building in the United States where it says justice is the guardian of liberty. Who's justice? It's God's justice. Who gave that law to magnify that justice? God's Ten Commandments, his moral law, the Decalogue. Just so you might know for your little information files in your brain. I said right before the break, there's nowhere in your Constitution of the United States is the lines between church and state or the phrase separation of church and state, nowhere in your Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Declaration of Independence, and nowhere in any founding documents is there the phrase separation of church and state. Jake, do you want to go ahead and kick off exactly what church and state all evolved from?
Yeah, basically there is a phrase called separation of church and state. And folks, just so you understand correctly, we want that. We want separation of church and state. Not the way that you're used to understanding it, though. That phrase actually came out during the Reformation when we were reforming the Christian religion because of the fact the religious hierarchy of the day started to tyrannize men's conscience, namely the Roman Catholic Church. So during the Reformation, what men were saying, the John Calvins of the world, and especially John Calvin and also John Knox, were saying separation of church and state. We don't want the church, the state to be in charge of the church, because at that time it was. And the reason being is because the state is in charge of the sword, and so they were using the sword to compel men's consciences, and you can't do that. Listen, you can't force somebody to be converted to a religion either. It's impossible. The conversion doesn't happen in the natural. It happens in the spiritual. But going back to separation of church and state, what people are really saying now is separation of God and government. That's what they mean. There's a separation between God and government. God can't be a part of the government.
Just explain what Thomas Jefferson meant, though.
Thomas Jefferson, when he wrote the letter to the Danbury Baptist, was saying the same thing that the Reformers were saying of old. You need to keep the religion separate from the state. State can't come in and compel, for instance, the Danbury Baptist, which is who he's writing it to. The state couldn't come in and compel men to pay taxes to exalt a certain denomination within their state. He said, you don't have to worry about it. Separation of church and state. He wrote that letter on a Friday. And then on Sunday, he went to worship services. Thomas Jefferson attended church. And guess where he attended them? After he wrote Separation of Church and State, in the Capitol Rotunda, where they had church services under his presidency. So if he thought there should be a separation between God and government, I doubt he'd be attending church services in the Capitol and allowing taxpayer money to fund that capital, the utilities, etc., for the church services. It wouldn't have happened.
He said, quote, unquote, "The wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government," quote, unquote.
That's right.
So, and also, in saying that as well, it's interesting that they have these guys, I don't know, the preachers, and they have these, like, these little colics on, and they pray right before the Supreme Court starts and
they hire chaplains.
Adjourns. Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. Now, let's go to the ACLU version of lines between church and state. They have the American people believing that if you say anything to do, you know, about Christ or the Bible or anything biblical, then you're crossing the lines between church and state and public arenas. That is absolutely untrue. But let me tell you what the ACLU, now just keep in mind the name American Civil Liberties Union. Isn't it interesting? American Civil Liberties Union, sounds like this administration. Yeah. They use the right words, but they use the wrong methods.
I was going to say, that sounds good.
It does.
Civil liberties, right?
Yeah. Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech. Is that Article 1 of the Bill of Rights?
Missing something?
Yeah, it is. That's the ACLU's version, which was posted on their website when they were scaring the American spineless pastors to tuck tail and run because the pastors didn't know what the first Article 1 of the Bill of Rights actually stated. It states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. None, no, nada. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Let me say it again. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So let me ask you, this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, the administration before that, what part of no do they not understand? What is it that they don't get, folks? Again, that's your Bill of Rights. That's what it states. So who's lying? Is it the ACLU or is it the Constitution or the Article 1 of the Bill of Rights? It's not Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, folks. It's the ACLU. It's those that are trying to get God and government separated. Again, separation of church and state, nowhere. But it does say in Article 52 of the Constitution of the former Soviet Union, the church in the USSR is separated from the state and the school from the church. And let me rewind just a little bit here for you. The founder of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, also stated that the end of the ACLU is communism. So who is he hand in glove with, folks? Who is the ACL hand in glove with? ACLU. Article 52, the Constitution of the USSR. What kind of a country is that exactly? That's a communist nation. And look at, they have to deal with on a daily basis. They deal with dictatorships. Hello? If a king will not be ruled by law, he's no king at all. Don't ever forget that. Now listen to what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. He said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of government in the next generation. So what happens if I teach my kids in this generation that there is a separation between God and government? What's going to happen in the next generation of government? They're going to tolerate none of it, right? But folks, on your watch, they've been promulgating this lie since the early 90s. You got to wake up on this because you got to also understand that students have a public right to bring in and pray. They can bring in their Bibles. They can pray in public schools. They can hand out tracts if they want to. They can do anything and everything that they want to do in a public setting concerning their Christianity. And it's also interesting to note that the United States Supreme Court said it can hardly be argued that either students or teachers shed their constitutional rights of freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. So don't teach your kids that there's lines between church and state, barring them from what the government is to be barred from. Let the kid know that he can do what he will with his Christianity all day long. And if there's a problem with that, you can always call the Sons of Liberty. And what we'll do is we'll hook you up with the right attorneys that are waiting for you to take a stand.
That's right. And, you know, the one-dimensional wall that Thomas Jefferson talked about, keeping the government from getting involved in the church, but for the church still to be able to morally affect the government system, Now they've taken that and turned it on its head. What they desire is a one-dimensional wall. They don't really want separation of church and state, because if they did, then why in the world is the courts ruling on a person praying in school? Yeah. Ruling on a person praying before a football game? Ruling on nativity scenes? Why does the president, when he goes before the Black Caucus, say, God bless you afterwards? They don't really want separation of church and state. What they want is a one-dimensional wall saying the state can do whatever it want to whatever it wants to religion. And the reason that this even comes about, this mentality, is only if the church allows it. Yeah. If the church doesn't allow it and they stand their ground, it's not going to happen. We have a one-dimensional wall that allows the church to affect morally the government systems and their institutions, because that's where morals come from, is from the church. Another thing, too, to
you know, isn't it interesting, though, if you do a little history, what's going through my mind right now is when Caiaphas and the Pharisees, mm-hmm. when they went and arrested Jesus illegally night, isn't it interesting how they appealed to Pilate to do their biddings, because they would cross those lines to make sure Christ was eradicated or crucified, but they wouldn't cross those lines actually to confront, because remember that it was the Pharisees that said that we have no king but King Jesus, and also keep in mind again the religious people,
Jesus.
Oh, okay. Jesus said that of Caesar, or they said that the Pharisees said of Caesar that we have no king but King Caesar. Mm-hmm. And that's what they were saying when he was being crucified. But also keep in mind that during that time, again, you just see the confliction, what they're willing to do. Mm-hmm. They'll cross all lines.
That's right.
But what they're not willing to do, they'll agree with the king if the king works for their evil agenda.
Because at that point, nobody hated Caesar more than the hierarchy of the Jews at that time.
And keep in mind, too, the Jews said, we'd be in bondage to no man.
Yeah, that's right, because Abraham's our father. Right?
And who were they in bondage to?
Caesar.
Exactly.
And then they went and licked Caesar's feet and said, help us out with this Jesus problem, because he's conflicting with our power. The people are following him. We're losing power, therefore I'll go to another power structure, use him, even though I talk bad about him, I hate paying taxes to him, and I'm in confliction with that power, but they will use each other, and that's how sick. But the Lord also says in the Bible, he will have them in great derision. He will work them one against another. They will dash themselves against each other, and their counsel shall be confused.
Well, at length, that's exactly what they did. They did when meek King of Glory.
Yep. Now, just to add back to Thomas Jefferson again, since people want to quote him as the separation of church and state guy. He wanted three things on his headstone. We've been there. We visited a couple, well, at least one time for sure.
Monticello.
I shall resort to Monticello. Thomas Jefferson wanted three things written on his headstone. Author of the Declaration of Independence. That was one of them. The author of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia. Did anybody catch that middle part? Author of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. This man was a champion for religious freedom.
Yeah. And how do they have it now?
No,
they have it on their heads,
that's
the
right.
Socialists. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We've been kicking off an exposition on the high school assembly program over the last 3 weeks, and we're talking about lines between church and state and the proper meaning of it. Isn't it interesting, folks, that you used to have to graduate Bible courses before you could actually graduate high school? Isn't it interesting that you used to pray all the way up until 1962? It was actually mandatory. The whole class would pray together. Isn't it interesting the Ten Commandments used to be posted virtually in schools all across the country on the walls? I mean, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal.
Good thing to teach the kids, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine us taking away the stop signs?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to do that.
Unless it constricts people's freedom.
Well, there is people in New York right now that say, let's get rid of the stop signs.
Yeah.
It's a hindrance.
That's right.
It's an obstacle to their agenda.
That's right. We'd prefer to use police cars for toilets.
But we went that, we've fallen that much in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
51 years in this country, and people are still swallowing the lie.
Yeah.
And
you can directly trace it back to these things that we're talking about right now. What's happened over the past 50 years, as you said? What did we do differently? Have we protected life more? Well, 1973, the Supreme Court said we don't need to protect life. It's a right for a woman to kill her child. Have we protected marriage? Well, no. Preachers stopped preaching out against adultery. And then after adultery came divorce, and then people stopped punishing people that committed adultery. And then next down, then we've got
violation of kids,
pedophilia, yeah. And yeah. Children. I mean, what's the big deal? They're children, they're sexual beings, so why can't grown perverts get with children.
And hey, if that's not good enough, just like I've always forecast from the Sons of Liberty here, it's going to, you got to keep in mind when you're dealing with the immoral, there's no stop signs to these people. Yep. And now in New York, what they're trying to push down the kids' throat during their school curriculum during the day is bestiality, pornography. Yeah. I mean, this is next. This is what's going on in public schools. Just in Baltimore yesterday, there was child pornography. Kids were actually filming each other having sex in their school. So I don't know. I mean, why
What's
would we
wrong?
Tell them? I don't know. Because what we're missing here is something called the fear of God. So no longer do preachers preach out against sin if they do at all, nor do they preach that their sin is before God. Mm-hmm. When man begins to understand that his sin is before God, then and only then will things change.
Yeah.
And not until then.
And that's why, even as Jefferson said in his inaugural address in 1805, I shall need, this is as the President of the United States, I shall need, too, the favor of that being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers, as Israel of old, from their native land and planted them in this country. His dependency was upon the God of heaven who gave him this country.
That's too extreme, though,
Jay. What
about
it? You're just constricting rights,
isn't it? Just leave your religion out of here, man. I don't need to hear that.
But it wasn't me. It was Thomas. What about Thomas Jefferson's religion?
Those guys aren't as smart as the guys that we have now.
Oh.
I mean, the guys that we have now, they tell us that, you know, there's going to be global warming. But
that's true.
Just
that's
30
right.
years, 40 the years ago, polar bears. They were telling us there was going to be a global freeze over.
Yeah, the meltdown and then the freezing.
And then we have all these scientists telling us things happened billions of years ago.
Right.
And they can't even tell us what happened yesterday accurately.
Yeah, but carbon dating, I mean, there's got to be something to
For
that,
sure.
right? You know?
Absolutely.
All these rules
They're
and
smarter
laws.
Than we are, right, America?
That's right.
Because if you disagree with me, then you are going to be vilified by the media. See how that works?
Yeah. You know, speaking of those chaplains that they hired to come in and pray for the... you know, Congress or the legislature or the state senates. Folks, we have a wonderful, what would you call it, expose on what happens when you come in and do what they ask you to do. They say to you, come pray for us. Pray for our government. Pray for our leaders in our state.
Yeah.
And you know what? We even have a small per diem to make up for the trouble. It's
I never got no per diem.
I know. They never sent it. They were supposed to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And a copy of the prayer along with it.
How much was the per diem?
I don't remember. It was like $65 maybe.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
That's what they do.
I want my money back.
No doubt. I wonder if there's not something to that.
I bet there is.
But this is what they
I know,
say.
I can tell you what it is, $65.
That's right. There is something to that. Where did that go? Did the speaker eat it for lunch that day?
I bet he probably
you
did.
Know? He's like,
yeah.
hey.
When he was
like,
could
have at least said thanks for that.
Well, or he could have went out and got a haircut.
That's true.
You know, something like that.
Maybe he got Metallica's newest album because he seems to like to headbang to that.
Just think about that.
Is
just
that
for
morality?
A minute, 50 years old,
yeah.
a speaker of the house, right. calls himself a conservative, headbanging to demonic rock.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's where he
awesome.
Gets all these good ideas
but
to bring
this is,
laws,
but
right?
this is what, you know, this is what's leading the state of Minnesota, he wants to think.
Yep, the Speaker of the House. So this,
you know, and these conservatives don't kick up against the goads neither, because if you do that, then all of a sudden there's just, you're just a little too extreme. Yeah. You're radical, dude.
Because they like their Fleetwood Mac and their dirty hippie music, so why contend with his music? But you know what? That's just where it starts. It's just where it starts. We're not going to pick on him.
I cannot stand dirty hippie music.
Greasy,
I mean,
slimy.
I'm not even... Dude, sometimes I look at him and I think, look at the beard. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for all
He's
you.
Living in there.
Hey, if you're a clean hippie, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
if
the dirty
hippie.
If
you take a bath and you're a hippie, it's cool.
Praise God for you taking a bath. Let's get back to Thomas Jefferson really quick, because I agree, right?
Yep.
But listen to this. The difference between European government and American government was the difference between heaven and hell.
You know what? And you
How would Thomas Jefferson make that distinction?
Yep. He had spent time in both, and he knew the virtues of America. And by the way, folks, that's on Bradley's Twitter. You just tweeted that recently. Those type of things, they're unknown in modern revisionist history. As a matter of fact, on your WND article you just wrote, the one with down with WND, I'm trying to get to it right now.
What are we talking about?
The article that you just wrote about God in schools and what has been the product of our public school system. You give the analogy of 1962. Folks, you can find all this.
It's great stuff.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Become a fan of the Facebook page. You want to follow there and Twitter. B. Dean My War on the Twitter. But this I found very interesting. I'm trying to... Okay, Doug Spencer.
I think it's great stuff. I really... folks, I'm not saying it because I wrote it. I am telling you it's stuff that you just don't think about, but it's the most commonsensical information that you just need to, once you read it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, ooh, it's fresh thought. It's good thought. It's provocative. And it really puts into perspective everything that we preach from the housetops on the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it's something you're not going to get from your modern day, revisionist history mentality. Here it is. Okay, this guy, I won't say his name.
Okay.
Not that it necessarily matters.
Is he like a fat Elvis Presley or something?
No, that is not. He almost looks like an insane clown posse looking kid.
Oh.
This is what he put. I like how Bradley Dean quotes Charles Montesquieu, the great French philosopher who championed the separation of church and state. Oh, gosh! Okay, where did you get that? I mean, keep reading. It gets worse. It gets better.
Said his philosophy
exactly.
teacher.
That's what I get. I also like how he adds the words God in there to make his point, because God is not mentioned by his sources. Okay, and cuts the quote short with a period that also doesn't exist in the original. This is what we get to deal with, folks, when we present to you truth.
Is this not true? No, I'm just kicking this off memory. But is it not 2.9% of our quotes came from Charles D. Montesquieu?
Yeah.
In our foundations?
Yeah, he was the second most quoted human author.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay.
This is what I said to him. Poor Ian. Maybe we can get you another liberal professor to cram your head full of lies this week. And Ian, with the good sense of humor that he has, and hopefully he can respond to truth, he says, hee, 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 hee. Good one, Jake. You got me with that one. So he acknowledges right there, most of this crap that's been crammed into my head has not come from true sources, but it's come from other type of sources.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the extent of what it takes. You hit them once and show them that there's no foundation they're standing on, and they're like tongue-tied. They're like, somebody told me that.
I'm in a total agreement with what you just said, mm-hmm. but the thing is the problem with what people are doing in our country, they're taking lightly the things that are taking place in their country. And I think we can look around our country right now and see how people have laughed off administration after administration and politics and problems we've had in government for long enough where you can't turn your head anymore with this administration. I mean, just think about it, folks. You have an administration wanting to mandate abortion on your dime to murder babies and to spend your money to murder babies overseas and in your backyard. He's aiming at the black and Hispanic population, and yet he's trying to play the champion in front of them by opening the borders. If he's not suing Arizona, then he's going after Alabama. I'm just curious. What happened to Eric Holder in his little Fast and Furious episode?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
No. Isn't this diversion through the media, just how they work hand in glove, interesting? Yep. Yep. But see the problem, folks, is just like last week, because this is a good case in point. Mm-hmm. A guy called in on Saturday, and he said, hey, listen, he was talking about the gay marriage issue, and there's no sense in even doing anything about it anymore. But what was interesting about it is Rick Santorum fired back, and he said, wait a second, we've won every state. Mm-hmm. With the gay marriage issue. See, folks, it's the media that are trying to minimize you. They're trying to belittle you. They're trying to make it sound like your voice doesn't matter. But let me tell you something. The majority of the people, that voice is silent, and that is the problem with America right now. The majority of the American people are right in their thoughts and their intents, but the evil is that you sit there and do nothing about the problems, and you let this wickedness prevail, said Edmund Burke.
No, and even George Washington said, when a people become incapable of governing themselves and fit for a master, it is of little consequence from what quarter he comes from. In other words, it will come. If you forfeit your own self-government, which is what we're talking about here, if you forfeit the fact that, well, yeah, I know that's right, but I won't stand for it, then you're forfeiting your own self-government.
Yeah.
Your master's going to come, and you know what? It doesn't matter if he's a Republican, a Democrat. It doesn't matter if he's an aristocrat. It doesn't matter if he's a dictator.
Yeah.
And one way or another, he's still going to be your master, and he's going to lead you in the way where you don't want to go.
Listen to, again, what Thomas Jefferson said. We've been talking about the lines between church and state. He said, a nation ceases to be a republic only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So who is the law, folks? You're the law.
And your law has to agree with that law, which is the author of law, which is God.
And how do we bring correction to our nation? Listen again to Thomas Jefferson. He said, what country can preserve its liberties from its rulers? For if its rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God, folks, said your forefathers. And who better to bring across those points than all 55 of them? You got Bradley and Jake. You got one more segment coming up, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. You know, I understand sometimes why people don't call in, because we're giving them facts. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about
just
giving away
and writing down
a DVD.
That's right.
Called The Prayer That Rocks the Capitol.
Speaking of separation of church,
I mean, if someone said I could get a free DVD, I'd call in right away. You know, if I didn't like it, I would just sell it to somebody on eBay or something.
Don't give them ideas.
No, I mean, hey.
Well, actually, who cares?
I want my $65.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about what Victor Hugo rightly said when he said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. And what we've been talking about is the lines between church and state with Mr. none other than Thomas Jefferson, the one that actually coined the phrase. But what was its meaning? Who was it barring?
That's right. And to understand, again, that Thomas Jefferson merely wrote this letter. It was abandoned for 150 years. First of all, we have to understand that Thomas Jefferson wasn't even around when they wrote the Constitution. He took a ship a long ways away, and he wasn't there with the Bill of Rights. Now, he did say he believed there ought to be a Bill of Rights to our Constitution. He wasn't around there when they created the First Amendment. He had nothing to do with the wording of it. All he did was merely write a letter to a church saying, don't worry, you're protected. The government cannot come in and force taxpayers, and they cannot force a one denomination in your particular state. 150 years it was abandoned. Then all of a sudden, out of the archives, the social engineers had an idea and a plan because they thought that they could slip it past a slumbering America. And what they did is they took that phrase, separation of church and state, out of context, not in any type of context whatsoever. Yeah. They quoted no founding document. They quoted no legal precedent. They just quoted that little phrase and said, aha, there it is. That keeps any type of religion out of government. We can't endorse it.
Let's interject George Washington and Fisher Ames, the framers of the amendment, when they said that the number one textbook in schools is the Bible.
That's to be the Bible.
Dang it!
How does that work for the libs?
We got to ask Ian. See if
it's again. It comes down to a little bit of common sense.
Yep. History stands firm as a rock, and it's a rock of stumbling.
I hate that when I'm right. I totally hate that.
What does he say? These people are smarter than I am. I'm just right. It's hard to contend with being right. Doesn't matter how smart you are.
As a matter of fact, did you know Thomas Jefferson also said Congress was deprived of all legislative power over religious opinions, but was left free to reach only those religious actions which were in violation of social duties or subversive of good order.
Mm-hmm.
So,
talking about like laws of nature, which would be sodomy is against order, also adultery.
Yeah.
If a church has a guy that wants to have like six wives, they can step in and say that's outside of order. It's against the laws of nature. Those are the areas where the government can come into a church and say, hey, listen, you know what? You're masquerading as a church, but you're not a church because here's the fruit of a church and you're not portraying it. You're breaking laws.
What about George Washington and Fisher Ames? Those stone of stumbling, them stumbling blocks. They also said they were the signers. They were actually the...
Fisher Ames provided the wording for the First Amendment.
Yes, they were the... Let me just say it this way. They were the framers of the First Amendment, but listen to this. Morality could not be maintained without religious principles.
Mm.
But what happened since we said, okay, go ahead and say there's lines between church and state? We dropped our duty, and we said to 15- and 19-year-olds, sexual transmitted diseases are up 226%. Premarital sexual activity, 15 years old, 1,000%. Divorce rates up 117%. Birth rates for unwed girls, 15 to 19, 553%. Sexually transmitted diseases, gonorrhea, ages 10 to 14, up 257%. Violent crimes up 794%. So again, what did George say? What did Fisher Ames say? No religious principles, no morality. No morality, you give up your virtue, you give your power over tyrants,
tyrants. This is another quote by Mr. Fisher Ames, who provided the wording for the First Amendment. The Bible is the source of sound morality, which you just said. I want to finish the quote by saying, and behavior in America, and that we must never let it be separated from the classroom. If it can't be separated, then where's the separation? Also, if you know that the Virginia Declaration of Rights, which Thomas Jefferson was He greatly influenced. This is Article 1, Section 16. This is the state talking to you as a citizen. That religion or the duty which we owe to our Creator. The government's saying, listen, you owe a duty to your Creator.
Yeah.
Where's the separation? And the manner of discharging it can be directed only by reason and conviction, not by force or violence. So what they say is, well, you can't have it in there, but we can come and force and compel your religion by telling you you can't pray here, or you can't do this here, or your religious liberty is limited here. They take the exact meaning and say where government can't tell you how to worship, but government can protect your worship. Then they say government can't protect your worship, and government can tell you and dictate your worship. Completely flipped on its head.
Completely. I just gave you stats as to what happened when we said, go ahead, we can't bring God into schools anymore, which is baloney. But it's interesting that Benjamin Rush, one of, again, the signs of the Declaration of Independence, he said, if we were ever to take the Bible out of schools, that we would experience a crime explosion. Mm-hmm. Was he right? Yes, he was. Folks, because prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. And again, our nation will only be morally strong to the degree that we return to which we understand as to what our founding forefathers established.
That's right.
So people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
And what they wanted to prevent, James Madison was quoted as saying, we don't want an establishment of a national religion. James Madison was also part of the wording for the First Amendment, actually all the amendments. He was the one who took all the amendments from all the states when creating the Bill of Rights, put them together, and sliced and diced them down to 12 amendments. Two of them were thrown out. One of them was later ratified as the 27th. That's actually irrelevant to the First Amendment. He said we didn't want an establishment of a national religion. So this was the first draft of what the First Amendment was said. And this was proposed by the Senate on September 3rd of 1789.
Jake, were you there?
Well, my grandfather was, I'm sure.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
My grandfather's whatever I can think he was, because that seems to be what... what's been told to me.
Yeah.
So I can kind of pick and choose.
Okay.
But the First Amendment wording was Congress shall not make any law establishing any religious denomination. Again, folks, when they said religion, they were referring to the Christian religion. But more specifically, when they said religion, they were talking about, so what religion are you? Well, I'm Lutheran. Well, what religion are you? I'm a Presbyterian. What religion are you? Well, I'm Baptist or I'm Anabaptist.
We actually have a whole piece on that on YouTube if you'd like to check it out. We were standing in front of Thomas Jefferson Rotunda doing the expose on that as well.
That's right.
Yeah, so
it went from that to secondly. This is so you can understand what they meant by the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law establishing any particular denomination. Again, what is the emphasis? Denomination. The third draft was Congress shall make no law establishing any particular denomination in preference to others. The fourth draft, Congress shall make no law establishing religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. All they're talking about, simply put, is your denomination. You have a duty, as it says in the Virginia Declaration of Rights, to your Creator. The government's job is to protect you, to worship that Creator. Why wouldn't he? Because without the Creator's blessing on your nation is turned into hell.
Yeah.
And Jefferson already acknowledged and identified over in Europe, that was the difference between their government system over there and ours here.
Yeah.
There was no arbitrary standard. It was a moral fixed standard.
Let's go back to the framers again of the First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. He said, of all dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity and religion and morality are indispensable supports, George Washington said, in vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. He goes on. Whatever may be concealed to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbids us to expect national morality that it can prevail in exclusion of religious principles. Where there is security for life, for reputation, for property, if the sense of religious obligation desert, you have none. I end with Robert Winthrop when he rightly said, a man in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them, or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet.
You can't say it any better than that. You used this quote earlier last week. And who else than our first president, the father of this nation, the one who put his blood on the line when it came to defending our liberties in this nation? But he said it last week, the man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. Now, some of this may be foreign to some people because they read newspapers. It's better that you don't read anything at all because they won't tell you like what John Adams said. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. So that doesn't make sense that a person would embrace the principles of Christianity to get liberty and then abandon and forsake and slay those principles once they have it. How would they maintain
sustainable liberty? Why don't they just call it for what it is? We hate God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe it.
I want to
or
be
he
God.
Doesn't align himself with my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he proposes a problem. Mm-hmm. And if he does that, well, then what we need to do is get rid of him rather than, you know, get rid of our sin.
And I don't like laws that protect other people because I'm trying to pillage other people.
Pillage.
I'm trying to
pillage.
I'm trying, that's right. Pillage like they pillaged villages.
Pillage.
I'm trying to pillage other people's rights. I don't like laws that protect them. I'm trying to rape our children's consciences in public schools. That's why I don't like laws that God gave that prevent me from doing that sort of thing. So he stands in front of me and my desires and what I want.
Hmm.
It's got nothing to do with anybody else but me.
You know, to the revisionists,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say, God hasn't changed his mind.
That's right.
Sorry. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you tomorrow. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you then.
We are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.